Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So most of you have already heard, we got some breaking news this morning where actor Alec Baldwin may be facing 18 months in prison if convicted or found to be guilty of involuntary manslaughter of Halyna Hutchins, who had been shot on the set of a movie he was producing and acting in, Rust, on October 21st, 2021. There has been, 15 months of investigations. There's been lawsuits. There's been a lot of finger-pointing. And Alec Baldwin, I guess, did an interview. Was it with Stephanopoulos? George Stephanopoulos? I forget. But he did an interview where he said, I didn't pull the trigger. Or I'm not the one that killed her. And, you're like, okay, everybody stop doing interviews. Just let the police and investigative forces do their work, because the more you try to fight it and the more you try to point blame, it could make it worse. And we have the death of a woman, a mom of a young child, a wife, and we're finding more and more that there was a lot of negligence. There was a lot of half-assed type stuff and protocols. The armor didn't seem to be as skilled. Dave Halls is the one who handed Alec Baldwin the gun. He has pled guilty to one count of negligent use of a deadly weapon. In terms of Gutierrez Reed, Hannah Gutierrez Reed is the daughter of a veteran armorer who was starting her own career and has apparently had a reputation of being a little bit more young and immature when it comes to handling guns, with reports of shooting the guns on the set, on a set, and there was, I think, a report that she gave a gun to a child to look at, and I don't know all the stories with her, but she is also facing charges of involuntary manslaughter. So that could result in 18 months in prison if convicted. I'm not sure what David Halls, the assistant director, would be facing. And in a statement, Baldwin's attorney says this decision distorts the tragic death and represents a terrible miscarriage of justice. Mr. Baldwin had no reason to believe there was a live bullet in the gun or anywhere on the movie set. So when it comes to, and I'm not an attorney, but when it comes to murder versus manslaughter, murder has to do with premeditation. So there wouldn't be a murder charge, because that would have to do with whether it's first degree or second degree, where there was a planning, there was an intention. You have voluntary manslaughter and involuntary manslaughter. Voluntary manslaughter, how I see it, is where it's a crime of passion, or you get provoked and then you turn around and kill somebody, like seeing your spouse in bed with somebody else, or it's not justified. But voluntary manslaughter is where you are provoked and you immediately act on it. You end up killing somebody, and then but there wasn't that premeditation where you planned it, where you were hiring somebody or you were buying a weapon and you were acting it out. That was voluntary manslaughter. Was more of a it was an impulsive killing, which is still horrible, still comes with jail time and felony charges, but it's a little different than murder. Involuntary manslaughter is when you kill somebody that you didn't have the intent, but it was due to your negligence. or you having done unlawful activity that ended up resulting in the death of somebody. And that's where involuntary manslaughter comes in. As opposed to like an accidental homicide of, you know, I was, she, you know, turned the corner and then she hit me and I was just driving, you know, in the right lane like I was supposed to. I hit her and you know, somebody died. That wouldn't fall under that involuntary manslaughter. So I'm not an attorney. You criminal attorneys out there would be able to explain it a lot better than I. But involuntary manslaughter means there was some degree of negligence. And I've said this before. It's horrible. It's tragic. And I'm sure witnessing this happen had to have been very traumatizing, you know, for all involved. And you know, this has been a very long process. It does need to come to closure. And I know the family does need to know that something like this didn't go without there being any consequences. You know, people ask, well, gosh, you know, are they gold diggers? They weren't going to sue Alec Baldwin, and now they are. No, they lost their wife, they lost their mom, and it was over something so stupid. And these, you know, in other movies, this doesn't happen. So if there was gross negligence, they do have a right to bring it up. And, you know, I've seen this with patients and, you know, saying, oh, yeah, I loved my surgeon, and then all of a sudden they decide to sue him. You know, the initial grief when people are in shock, they're going to, you know, grasp onto whoever's around them and you know, be, you know, more embracive and say, look, I know you've been traumatized by this too. You know, we'll get through this. And then once people start thinking, wait a second, I have a loss, and that loss didn't have to happen, yes, they're going to get mad. So lawsuits can always follow. None of that shocks me in the least. What shocks me, though, is how people could be handling guns with no training and no knowledge. I told you guys, you know, when I get my CCW renewed, you always go through reminder courses, and anytime you have a weapon, the first thing you always do is check if it's loaded. And I get the dummy bullets kind of look similar, but dummy bullets shouldn't look similar. The dummy bullets or the blanks should have identifying markers on it. And you should always check your weapon. And then you never discharge a weapon facing somebody. There's always that risk. And so I'm still kind of blown away that those steps weren't, you know, I would never trust somebody saying, here's a gun, it's good to go. You check the weapon yourself. And I get it, you know, I'm not an actor, I'm sure he's done this millions of times, but this was one of the most tragic accidents on a movie set, you know. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So over the last few years, you keep hearing the term intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting is the way to lose weight. People say, I intermittent fast. And I have been very reluctant to recommend that you guys do that. And the reason why is for decades in my career, I have noticed that 99% of my diabetics were breakfast skippers. And they would only eat one or two meals a day. So they might only eat at noon. They might eat again at 5, 6 o'clock. And then not eat till the next morning. So when people would say, well, I do the 16-8, where I don't eat for 16 hours, I fast for 16 hours, then I only eat during an 8-hour period, I can eat what I want, and I'm losing weight, I'm looking at my patients who would eat between 12 and 8, not eat anything else, you know, until the next day. and they got diabetes, and they were still overweight. So I learned pretty quickly that intermittent fasting doesn't work for everybody. It might work for some, might not work for everybody. And the concept of only eating one or two meals a day, I think, can induce one to have diabetes. Your body is designed to metabolize food like a baby. You know how a baby will feed every couple hours? And then your pancreas shoots out the insulin, your liver has bile stored in the gallbladder, and then the gallbladder will squeeze it out as you need it, and your bowels move at a certain rate. And so your body is able to handle smaller boluses of food, but every few hours. Your body is not designed to have one big meal a day, or only two large meals a day. The body doesn't know what to do with all that food. It'll try to do what it can. But we're not like those pythons that have to eat a mouse and live on that and be able to survive on that for, you know, weeks at a time. Right? We just don't manage a whole bolus of food as well as we do smaller ones. On the flip side, though, you have snackers. And those snackers are gaining weight, or they're grazing throughout the day. Well, grazers can gain weight too. So now we have a study looking at intermittent fasting. And the study looked at the portion sizes and eating times of 547 people. They looked at their health and weight over the course of 6 years. The data showed no association between an interval of the day in which people had their meals and their weight. Now, this is a study published in the Journal of American Heart Association. Restricting eating times, as seen in diets like intermittent fasting, even though it's been popular, they didn't find that that necessarily worked. Principal investigator of the study was Dr. Wendy Bennett, Division of General Internal Medicine at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. That included how long people ate after waking up, how long their window of eating was through the day, how close to going to bed they ate. Now, what did they find? Smaller meals associated with weight loss. This is what I've been saying since day one. Nobody listens. So they said, based on other studies that have come out, including ours, we are starting to think that timing of meals through the day most likely doesn't immediately result in weight loss. Now, again, there's a caveat. For some of you who have lost weight on it, there might be another advantage to it. So you might have always had a midnight snack. When you decided to do an intermittent fasting concept, you said, nope, I'm not going to at 10 or 11 o'clock at night or midnight go downstairs and make a sandwich. That's not going to happen. I am going to go back to bed. Well, if you did that, yes, you will lose weight. If you aren't eating at all hours, that you will lose weight. But in terms of I'm only going to eat from noon to 8 or from 10 a.m. to 6, So the results of the study, they say, should be taken with a grain of salt. There were few racial and ethnic minorities among the participants. So as we've said before, if a study is done with primarily Caucasians, that doesn't necessarily represent everybody. And you might have some Caucasians that you may have some people of other races that might not necessarily be represented and may actually do well. But I have seen this over and over and over again. And it's just the biology, the way the body works. You can only manage so much sugar. You can only manage so much. So, you know, we talk about diabetes a lot. And diabetes, as I see it, and I've explained it to you, is kind of like an office building. Where the mouth, your mouth is like the waiting room. So you bring in food, it's in the waiting room. Then the sugar gets to go down the hallway. Or the sugar gets into the bloodstream. In order for you to feed, and in order for you to grow, and in order for you to be sustained, you need that sugar from the bloodstream coming into the cells. Just like if you're in the hallway, you need to get to the room. Well, to get into that room, you need to open the door. Insulin is the receptor. Insulin is the hormone that is the key to the door. So your body has to produce a certain amount of insulin to get the sugar from the bloodstream into your cells or to get you out of the hallway into the room. If you don't have enough of those keys or insulin, as we see with type 1 diabetics or people who have had damage to their pancreas, then not a lot of doors are opening. The sugar stays in the bloodstream. You lose weight when you have diabetes. You have all this extra sugar in the bloodstream. That sugar can wreak havoc on the heart, eyes, kidneys, all sorts of things. You lose weight, you could eventually die. So we need to give you insulin to open up more of those doors. Now, sometimes you have plenty of insulin. All your doors are keys. You got plenty of insulin, but you got something pushing against the door. And you cannot open, can't get through, you can't open those doors. Well, if that's the case, that means you have insulin resistance. And so we have medications to help increase the sensitivity. Sometimes the insulin resistance is weight. So you've gained weight. And if we lose the weight, those doors can open better. And that's kind of the analogy that I learned when I was in medical school by a nurse. And it's fantastic. And I've lived through by that. So your approach to what you put in the body has to be very systematic. And you have to understand how much insulin you have. Now, we don't know. We can't ask. We can't look it up and go, okay, well, I got this many millimoles per milli. Can't do that. But you have to at least assume that your body can only manage so much. So how I look at it is, for those of you that would eat all day long, you'd wake up at 6 and eat, and then you'd have a big lunch, you'd have a big dinner, and then you'd have a snack in the middle of the night, and now you are only eating, you know, lunch and dinner, you'll probably lose weight if you cut the other calories. But if, you know, what I keep seeing with all these diets, and it is always the same result. The people who lose weight are the ones that say, I am done eating the crap. They're also the ones that don't overeat big meals. They're also the ones that exercise pretty regularly. It's always the same thing. When you look at skinny people, a lot of them, yeah, they're genetically skinny. And we don't like those people. We're like, screw you guys. I come from a family of big tushies. But I'm at the store. I look at what's in their cart. You see the spinach. You see the rice cakes. You see whole grain type stuff. You see lean chicken breast. Whereas I see other carts, it has Cocoa Krispies, has, you know, very marbled meat. We have all the carbs, muffins, soda pop, and beer. You wonder why somebody is going to not have lower weight. You know, when I see somebody say, oh, no cake for me, I still look at them in shock. I go, it's chocolate cake. How do you do that? What medicine do you take to make you dislike chocolate cake? Because that's a medicine I need. But if somebody says, would you like some chocolate cake? Hell yeah. I've already told you guys, if God forbid I get diabetes, and my doctor says you can't have chocolate cake, I will increase the insulin just to be able to consume that chocolate cake. Well, then I'm not going to be in control of my weight or my blood sugar. I have to be able to say, you know what, I'm not getting the chocolate cake. And I do. If I'm at a restaurant, they go, oh, we got chocolate cake for dessert. I don't get it. But if somebody's offering me free chocolate cake, different story. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Abortion foes from around the USA have gathered in Washington for a very different March for Life. This is the first one since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
We refuse to lie to our patients. We refuse to pretend that abortion is health care.
Dr. Christina Francis, an OBGYN among many, saying the job is not over. They must push for a national abortion ban. Thanks for the thanks, but Ukrainian President Zelensky also says...
Hundreds of thank you are not hundreds of thanks.
And tanks is what Zelensky really wants from the West right now. Google's parent company is cutting about 12,000 jobs as it pivots to more reliance on artificial intelligence. As Netflix announced better-than-expected earnings, Regal Cinemas is closing about 40 more movie theaters around the country. 4 months ago, it filed for bankruptcy. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, yes, we will get to football. Not ready to talk about Tom Brady. If Tom Brady's coming to Vegas for the Raiders, we're hearing Tom Brady maybe going to the Jets. Dallas has another kicker. Not getting rid of Maher, but we might have another kicker after, you know, his multiple misses last Sunday. But I want to talk really quickly here about the economy for a second, because this has been something I think we all have predicted, and all of a sudden in the news, they're like, oh my gosh, we may have an economic meltdown. Really? We told you guys, if you keep spending, you keep borrowing, you're not bringing money in by collecting taxes or collecting, you know, student loan debt and wiping things off and not making people work and put money into the tax system through payroll taxes, we're going to have a problem. Well, the Treasury Department is now saying that they are implementing, quote, extraordinary measures to avoid a U.S. default after the federal debt limit was reached today. The measure is going to allow the government to keep paying bills while Congress negotiates to try and avoid another economic meltdown. Now, apparently our debt is at $31.38 trillion. That's 120% of GDP, up from 39.2% in 2008 and 77.6% in 2018. They say this is the highest since the Second World War. It equates to $246,000, maybe $247,000, in federal debt per taxpayer. And it is more than the economies of China, Japan, Germany, and the UK combined, we're being told. They say, if you want to picture this, they add stack $100 bills and take $34.1 trillion in $100 bills and make a pictographic. They said it would go 19,561 miles high. That, you know, I used to make fun of things like that, going, okay, that's not very practical. But it does. I kind of like seeing those now. Because, you know, you hear about trillion, you're right, all right, well, trillion is more than a billion, which is more than a million. When you think of all the millions and billions going into trillions, that's a lot. So a 20,000-mile-high stack of $100 bills would equate to where we are with our combined debt. If every U.S. household decided to chip in and pay $1,000 a month to pay down our debt, it would still take over 19 years. It's a lot of money. And so why are we in this position? Well, because the government keeps spending. What's the government going to do? Well, we're being told they're going to temporarily suspend payments to the retirement, disability, and health benefit funds for federal employees. Now, I don't know if that means they're going to then make it up. You know how they would furlough employees but then give everybody back pay so they didn't lose money? But they're going to have the facade of, all right, we're going to pay government less, but government will still get their money. People working for the government will still eventually get their money. Second, they will suspend reinvestment of maturing government bonds in the retirement savings accounts of government workers. Now, my suggestion would be less government workers. Why are we hiring 87,000 new IRS agents? Somebody could say, well, you know, because people aren't paying their taxes. Where's all the hundreds of thousands of IRS agents now? What are they doing? Are they working from home? Where's their productivity? Why do we have to hire 87,000 more? How many people are in the work for the feds? How many government workers? I'm being told we have 25 million full-time and part-time federal employees, which is 16% of the American workforce. Now, I think it's nice that the government hires people, but they don't fire people. If you do a crappy job, you get promoted. Did you guys hear about that? So since it's almost impossible to fire somebody within the government, if you do a bad job, they have to get you out of that position. And so you don't sue, or so they don't get into a lot of trouble. They will take a person that does a crappy job or makes a big mistake and promote them to get them out of that department so they don't make the same mistake and to not get in trouble for firing them. This is what we're spending our money on? So how does this affect you or I, the debt ceiling? People are like, oh, I don't know about the debt ceiling. Who cares about the debt ceiling? What does that have to do with us? Well, number one is and by the way, the debt ceiling is the amount of money the U.S. Treasury is authorized to borrow to pay its bills. It includes Social Security, Medicare benefits, tax refunds, military salaries, interest payments on outstanding national debt. The current ceiling is $31.4 trillion. Once that is hit, the U.S. cannot increase the amount of its outstanding debt. Then, so I guess they borrow money to pay their debt. So they are reliant on debt to fund their obligations. Now, one great source of revenue are the college loan payments. They loan out money to college students. But the government wants to stop that. They want to say, no, we're going to wipe that off. It's going to... And mind you, I love college students. I love my medical students. I don't think any of them should be paying the prices they had to for college. But I think the college should be paying down their debt, not the government. If you borrow from the government, pay the government back. We need that money. So they say the debt ceiling is an issue right now because we reached the cap today. They have temporary options to pay bills. They can use cash on hand or spend any incoming revenue, which is those during tax season. Now, tax season is beginning, but there's a lot of people that don't pay taxes. Remember, many people haven't been working. So we have a lot of people that don't have much of a tax burden. In fact, I'm honest with you guys. I made way less this last year than I've made in years before. That's just the way things are in a recession. Medicine, especially with Obamacare, changed everything in medicine. So I'm paying less taxes because I'm making less. So whatever money they used to get from me is going to be a little bit less because I'm not making as much. So these extraordinary measures will at first affect government workers. The U.S., by the way, has defaulted on its debt before. This was in 1979. It was a technical bookkeeping glitch that resulted in delayed bond payments. That error was quickly rectified, and it only affected a small share of investors. This, however, is more serious because we really have a lot of debt. This isn't a glitch. So affected households will have less cash on hand. If affected households will have less cash on hand, especially those tens of millions of people that get federal benefits, then they will spend less. So if your Social Security is cut or your Medicare benefits are cut or whatever you're relying on from the government, if that money is less, then you're going to have less money. You're going to put less into the economy. With less money into the economy, it continues the recession. Now, some people are saying we still aren't in a recession. I don't know what definition they're going by. We are in a recession, but it would be a worse recession. There'll be more jobs lost, higher unemployment, because these restaurants are going to close. Nobody's going to be able to spend what they're spending. There's going to be higher borrowing costs. You know, right now, U.S. Treasury bonds have been pretty trustworthy. But then, with the U.S. credit rating, all those bonds we bought with the higher interest, is the government going to default on them? And then, of course, there's going to be a lot of volatility with the stock market. And that's going to hurt a bunch of our retirement accounts. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's DrDahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we are going to talk about something that is a little controversial, and it is something that I don't think doctors have been able to agree on and come up with a consensus. And this is something that I think we're going to figure out. Doctors are pretty smart. We're pretty resilient. But we're struggling when it comes to wokeness in medicine. Now, there's the easy changes, and then there's the more difficult changes. The easy changes are things that I think have been so long overdue. I have never liked hearing a doctor calling somebody an alcoholic. They go, all right, we got a 54-year-old alcoholic male who presents with, he's male, He may drink alcohol, but do we have to label him an alcoholic? We could diagnose him with moderate or excessive alcohol use. We don't have to call him an alcoholic. I thought the term globus hystericus was improper. Globus hystericus was when a woman who was menopausal would feel like there was something in her throat, had a foreign body sensation, and it was because of low estrogen. You give her estrogen, and she doesn't have this hystericus or the globus feeling. Globus meaning something in your throat. Like, do you really have to call it globus hystericus? So they change it to a globus sensation. So there are some things that, yeah, I think we could fix. Absolutely. I also understand that there are people who identify as female, identify as male, and that should be in the chart. Right? We do not want to address somebody with the wrong pronouns. We don't want to force somebody to be addressed by a name that they don't like. How many times have I said, oh, hi, Bartholomew, nice to meet you. They go, just call me Bart. Oh, okay, I don't have to call you Bartholomew if you don't like that. A lot of people do not like their names on their birth certificates. They don't want to be regarded in that gender. I get it. But the other day, I saw a patient who was a transgender male and was having abdominal pain. And the doctor didn't just thought they were male. This is over the phone. Well, patient's still having issues. And so, luckily the parents said that the child was female at birth. Even though the medical records all said male, and understandably, that's how they identify. But now I'm like, okay, so where's this pain? You still have your ovaries. You still have, okay, there could be a gynecological emergency going on. But the chart is saying male. And we're not realizing, or some people aren't taking that history to realize that it is a transgender male who has female organs. So are we doing patients a disservice by appearing progressive and saying, you know what, we're just going to, the electronic software is going, whatever you identify is what it's going to say, and we're not going to incorrectly address you by anything else. We've made addressing somebody by a gender that they don't no longer identify with as almost a crime. And doctors are so fearful of committing that crime, or which isn't a true crime but is becoming one, that they're doing a disservice to the patient. And they need to be able to say, look, because eventually we're not going to be able to say transgender male or transgender female. That's going to be considered a bias. If somebody identifies as a woman, they want to be known as a woman. They don't want all these descriptors next to it. And I get that. Now, you feel like you're a woman, you feel like you're a man. I told you, some days I feel like a man, sometimes I feel like a woman. I get that. I can appreciate that. I get that. But in terms of medical documentation, cancer doesn't give a crap about woke. And if you're having cervical cancer, we need our medical charts to smack the doctor in the head and remind them that this is a male that has female parts. And I'm not seeing the software catch up. I'm not seeing doctors catch up. Some doctors are like, oh, okay, male, you have some stomach ache? Okay, try some Imodium. Did you investigate if it's a transgender male or a cis male? The software says male. So doctors are assuming, all right, we're going to go with that. And it's frightening. Same thing with the obesity talk. Somehow, about 15, 20 years ago, there was a big push to stop fat shaming. And people would go online and talk about how their doctor brought up that they were obese. Oh, how can they say that? Oh, they are old school. You know, we need to love who we are. We need to embrace who we are. If a doctor doesn't get on your ass about your weight, they're not a good doctor. Obesity is linked to cancer. Obesity is linked to diabetes, to dementia, to fractures, to all sorts of things. If you're not maintaining good health, strong bones, sleep apnea, high blood pressure, a doctor has to bring up your weight. But it's not politically correct anymore. It's not woke. It's, look, you know, we don't want to vilify. We don't want to make somebody feel sad. And, you know, I got a lot of patients around that time because people would come in saying my doctor was insulting and he was rude. And I said, what happened? What did he say? He said I was fat. I go, he called you fat? No, no, but he said I need to lose weight and I'm overweight. That's kind of the doctor's job. I mean, if you have a plumber come to the house and you have a pipe that is spilling excrement into the walls, do you want the plumber to say, your house is beautiful, your toilet's gorgeous, smells great in here, see ya? Or do you want, okay, I smell poop. We gotta figure this out. We gotta get in here. That's what you need. You know, what are you hiring them to do? So with my patients, I'm like, look, I get it. Let's look at your weight. Let's see if that's a valid concern. All right. So this is where you were. How, you know, what did you weigh? You know, in 2002. What did you weigh in 2004? What did you weigh? Okay, so it's going up. Why do you think it's going up? Oh, well, I don't know, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so, you know, you have a rising weight. So let's address that. You have weight gain. Is that okay? Can we talk about that? I mean, and doctors, after what happened with COVID, and then being vilified for bringing up natural immunity or bringing up possible vaccine side effects or how many people's masks were dirty and not being appropriately changed out, and when doctors spoke up, they almost lost their licenses. There was a doctor in Maine who had to get a psychiatric consult because she wrote on Twitter that the CDC is not considering natural immunity when it comes to the vaccine mandate. Doctors have gotten so scared. You can't say medical field anymore. One university said don't say field because that could be construed as racist. There's going to probably, my guess, also be a push in cooking and in the culinary world where they won't be able to say oven. And so we, because of Holocaust, I think we need to, you know, maybe limit the crime and the punishment until everybody could catch up and come up with a consensus on what's the right way to proceed. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.